And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today it's secrets. Secrets. Every once in a while, I just can't stand it anymore, and I've just got to expose some evil doings and disclose, you know, just uncover things. And today we have Secrets, Volume 123. Is that right, Sandra? Sandra's our producer. I get the numbers mixed up sometimes. She's telling me I'm right. It's Volume 123. You know, we have a lot of people write to us or call us and say, can I get old past editions? Can I order an audio tape or a CD? Well, we don't have them all in CD, but we do have audio tapes. I know the last several months we have CDs, 3 months or so, but we go back to 36 months. We can't take you all the way back 123 volumes, but you can go back 36, and every once in a while we'll have a person says, I want the last 36. They order all 36 tapes at once, because there's so much exciting information. And have we got it today in Secrets, Volume 123, are United States spies, the CIA, too timid on Iran? Are they tiptoeing around the fact that Iran is going to soon develop nuclear weapons and nuke us all, kill us all? Wow, will they bring them over in suitcases, nuclear bombs, and blow up entire cities, the Iranians or the Hezbollah? Oh, a president, Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, is he going to become the new Hitler and cause a holocaust of nuclear destruction? Shouldn't the CIA be warning us of these things? We're going to talk about that. And we have a lot more. The Jewish ADL, those no goods, are back at work again, telling the Air Force what to do about Christian teachings. Hey, the bird flu. And I'm not talking about F-L-E-W. I'm talking about bird flu, F-L-U, influenza. A lot of experts are warning us that the avian flu, the bird flu, could decimate the United States, even the whole world, this very winter. There could be a plague of it, an epidemic. Could it be true? Should we prepare? Tex Mars has again been called a false teacher. A false prophet. Oh, well. We'll talk about that. The Council on Foreign Relations. They're saying American sovereignty is an old, faded issue. We need to go forth into the North American Union. Have a word from a friend about that. A lot of people ask me about a group or a nation called the Khazars. Fake Jews. Crypto Jews. They say that the nation of Israel today is mostly populated by people not of Israelite stock, but of a DNA that can be traced back to the ancient kingdom of Khazaria, Khazars. And if so, what are they planning for Israel and the world, these fake Jews? And then I've got some information that may shock you a little bit that's come to me. Now, I don't have it today in all of its, oh my goodness, vainglory, all of its infamy. A lot of people want to know where the word Jabulon, some call it Yabulon, making the J into a Y sound like Yahweh. J would be Jehovah or could be Yahweh. Jabulon or Yabulon. That's the God of Freemasonry, and you learn that he is truly the God of Freemasons as you move up the rituals up toward the 33rd degree of Freemasonry. Who is this God Jabulon that I've exposed, even the hidden hand sign, handshakes, and so forth of Jabulon in my book, Codex Magica? Boy, you've got to get that book if you don't have it, friends. But how did this name come about? Jabulon. How did they come up with that name? Of course, Masons themselves teach it comes from a combination, a satanic deity, a combination of Jehovah or Yahweh, Baal, and the Egyptian god On, who is also called Osiris. But they say that the people in On, a city in Egypt, supremely worshipped him, and so they give the name On, O-N, to the god Osiris, the sun god of Egypt. Jabulon, is it a combination of these three gods? Mixing the name Jehovah or Yahweh with the satanic deity, so-called, Baal and On? Or is there another reason why the name Jabulon came up? And does it have anything to do with the Khazars? Yes, we'll talk about that. Chemtrails. Got a lot of letters on this. You know, we did a program talking about chemical trails from aircraft. Are they real? Does it have anything to do with Star Wars defense programs? Well, I think it might. According to congressmen, it does. And then someone is making a claim now that the aerosol or the ingredients for these chemtrails, in one of the ingredients is freeze-dried blood. I don't know if that's true, but if it's true, does it have prophetic significance? Oh, we've got so much for you today. I hope we'll get to the story of nanotechnology, how it's going to change our lives, and something about concrete that can be used for spying. Concrete? Spying? Big Brother spying on us through concrete? It sounds almost incredible. But I'll talk about that, too. Could you go to a football game, sit in a concrete stadium made of concrete? Could you be sitting in a building right now or a home with a concrete foundation and there be bugs? Spies? Are they spying on you through the concrete? That sounds crazy. But maybe it's not so crazy after all. Let's get right away to these subjects. First of all, I'm reading from the American Statesman, but it's a New York Times article by Mark Mazzetti. The headline asks this question, U.S. spies too timid on Iran? Some GOP, that's Republican, some Republican Party officials push for tougher threat assessments. It says here, some senior Bush administration officials and top Republican lawmakers are voicing anger that U.S. spy agencies have not issued more warnings about the threat they say Iran presents to the United States. For example, Representative Congressman Peter Hoekstra says, Iran poses a danger to the entire world. And of course, Israel and all of its, the so-called Amen Corner, the lobbyists of the Jews are all saying, nuke them! Have Americans go in there and use nuclear bombs and blow up all of those Iraqi installations. Of course, it would kill thousands of Iranian citizens, many of them innocent. But the Jews don't care. Kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them! They're only Muslims anyway. They're not any good. They're worthless goy, worthless cattle. What about that? Are spying agencies such as the USA, the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, being too timid? Well, you know, Porter Goss, former congressman, a couple years ago was appointed as the director of the CIA, but just a few months ago he was fired by George W. Bush. Well, they said he resigned. Wouldn't tell us why, just suddenly, quickly resigned. Abruptly. But I know the reason for that. My contacts, my sources tell me that Porter Goss was called before Bush and Cheney and the boys, the Jewish neocons, and they said, why can't we get what we want from the CIA? We got George Tenet, when he was director of the CIA, to put out a lying report saying that Iraq was a threat to the whole world. That Iraq and Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. We've got to invade Iraq. That worked. Fooled everybody. Now, why can't we get a report out of you, Mr. Goss? He said, well, the problem is the CIA, the bureaucrats, all the people under me, they refuse to go along. They're mutinying. There's a mutiny going on in the CIA, and they refuse to lie for the Bush administration. And as my understanding is that George W. Bush said, basically called him every name in the book, cursed out Mr. Goss, and said, forget about the underlings there at the CIA. You're the director. I put you in charge. You give me a report that warns everybody in Iran, a report that I can use to go before Congress and ask for a vote to go and bomb Iran. I want a report that says, George Bush told Mr. Goss, I want a report that says Iran is a direct threat, that they have nuclear weapons, that they're going to, or if they don't, they will very soon, within 6 months or a year, have them, and we've got to do something now. My friends in Israel want it done now. We've got to attack Iran. We need the authority. I need the CIA to give me a report so I'll have some backing on this. People will know why I did it when I bomb Iran. God said, I can't do that. If I do, they'll leak it all to the press. They'll call me a liar. They'll call me a deceiver. And I just can't afford to do that. Well, I understand that Bush and Cheney call him a weakling, among other things. And he was toast. He was gone. They fired him. And that's why we have these headlines and reports from the Washington Post and the New York Times saying, aren't U.S. spies too timid? I mean, the CIA is refusing to put out a report. Well, let me tell you what happened. The CIA then did issue a report. But it didn't make them happy. The report that, after Goss was fired, the CIA then put out a report. And you know what it said? Iran is not a direct threat. The new CIA report. This just came out, friends. The Central Intelligence Agency says Iran is not a threat. They will not have nuclear weapons. Even if they started developing them today, they would not have the capability to use them for at least 10 more years. However, says the CIA report, their assessment, however, we have no evidence whatsoever that President Ahmadinejad and Iran are developing nuclear weapons. There is no evidence. Zero. Zilch. Nada. None. Boy, don't you know Bush and the Jews are just, whew, they're about to have a conniption fit in the Oval Office. The CIA decided to tell the truth. Iran is not a threat. It's not developing nuclear weapons, and if it started today, it'd be at least 10 years before they have them. And then they have no aircraft, no missiles that can reach America, and the report of the suitcase nukes, the small nukes, mini nukes that supposedly are available in suitcases, is a bunch of baloney. Just to scare people. Scare, scare, scare. Chicken Little running wild in the White House. And they can't get the CIA to cooperate. The CIA are true patriots today, many of them, but not all of them. Now let me tell you a little bit about the FBI mutinying against the Bush administration. Remember, I told you about these mutinies. I told you they were going to take place. I told you there are still a few true patriots left in the CIA and FBI. Now, I know about these patriots. Let me tell you why. I am convinced that the Clinton administration told the FBI to trump up charges against Tex Mars and his ministry and destroy him. And you know, the FBI agent that was in charge of that investigation called me one day and said, I just wanted you to know, Mr. Mars, that we have been investigating you, and we find nothing at all wrong with your ministry. We have ceased our investigation, and we don't find anything at all wrong. Goodbye, sir. That's what he told me. You know, just want you to know there are people out there, he said, and he gave me a couple of names. There are people out there that want us to investigate and find something wrong, find some crime, but we find there's no criminal activity at all, and we're going to close our files. That's the end of it. Pretty nice of them, wasn't it? I said, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You see, dear friends, God knows how to protect his own. And these FBI agents, probably at a risk to their job, closed the books. Told the Clinton administration, no, we can't find anything wrong with him. I appreciate that. I know for a fact the FBI has many good people still left in it. I praise God for them. That's why it comes out now. The truth has come out about the CIA and its involvement at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq and all of these CIA secret prisons. Now, again, not all of the CIA is the back of this, just some renegade agents that are with the Jewish neocons of the Clinton administration. Other CIA agents don't like it at all, and they keep leaking things, and Bush is furious at the leaks. Meanwhile, the truth has recently come out that the FBI refused to be a part of the torture of suspects who were not on trial, had not been found guilty of anything, in these CIA secret prisons. They wanted the FBI to participate so they could have blood on their hands, and the FBI agents not only refused to participate in the torture, they reported to their superiors in Washington, D.C. that the CIA was unconstitutionally, illegally, and criminally torturing suspects. Now, unfortunately, the people at the very top in the FBI were too fearful to do anything about it except leak the facts to the press. How do you think those pictures got out there of Abu Ghraib? Sure. There are patriots in the FBI and the CIA still today. And I'm telling you, the Jewish neocons are doing everything they can to destroy these people, to find out. They're spying on their own CIA agents, I believe. They're spying on their own FBI and the Defense Department, the soldiers. Remember the CIA, the AIPAC agents inside the Pentagon that the Bush administration had there. Colonel Franklin and the others in the Pentagon were spying for Israel and for AIPAC. And they were outed. They were exposed. FBI agents, patriotic FBI agents exposed them, and they had to be indicted, even though I'm sure Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General of the United States, the yes man, the kiss-up man to George Bush, didn't want to do it. But the FBI made him do it, or they were going to tell the whole world through leaks to the press. To the Washington Post and New York Times? No. Mostly to the Internet. That's who I think the CIA and the FBI patriots are leaking to. The Internet. You'll find out the truth on the Internet. You find out a lot of disinformation too. A lot of lies. But there's truth in there. Dig for it. It's like gold, dear friends. True, truthful information is like gold today. Just as valuable and just as rare. Well, not only that, but listen to this. Because of these patriots in the CIA and the FBI, even the Senate Intelligence Committee that is ruled over by a Republican senator was forced recently to issue a report about Saddam Hussein and Iraq. Now listen to this one. Oh, I love it. Oh, I'm getting a thrill out of this. Now this was in the Associated Press, but it was in other news media. They tried to hide it. Listen to this. It says, the Senate Intelligence Committee released a report Friday. Now, that was September the 8th, 2006. The Senate Intelligence Committee released a report Friday that found no ties between Saddam Hussein's regime and Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terror network. Did you get that, friends? Do you remember that Bush and Cheney said, came out and said, Saddam Hussein has ties with Al-Qaeda, the terrorist. That's why we've got to go attack Iraq. Even if they didn't have nuclear weapons and chemical biological weapons, weapons of mass destruction, still they had ties to Al-Qaeda. That's why I invaded Iraq, says Bush. The big immoral liar. But listen to what the Senate Intelligence Committee has found and has issued a report. It says, first, Saddam actually was the enemy of Al-Qaeda. So when we dethroned Saddam, we took out one of the enemies of the terrorist who bombed, supposedly, the World Trade Center. We helped the Al-Qaeda by taking out one of their architect enemies, the prime architect. You know, do you understand what I'm telling you? Saddam Hussein, it said in this report, was an enemy of Al-Qaeda. He distrusted Al-Qaeda, and he viewed Muslim extremists as a threat to his own government. Second, Al-Qaeda operative Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was in Baghdad in 2002, just like Bush and Cheney said. But Saddam tried to capture him, wanted to put him on trial and execute him. Do you get the point? Saddam was after Al-Qaeda. He wanted to destroy the Al-Qaeda terrorist. And this Zarqawi was in Baghdad, all right, but he wasn't there to be friendly with Saddam Hussein. He was hiding out from Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was America's ally in fighting Al-Qaeda. Third, the Senate Intelligence Committee says, quote, there is no credible evidence that Iraq was involved in or had any knowledge at all in advance of the September 11, 2001 attacks. 9/11, Saddam Hussein and Iraq had no involvement, not even any advance knowledge. Fifth, Saddam Hussein, listen to this, according to the Senate Intelligence Committee report, was not reconstituting a nuclear weapons program and had no biological or chemical weapons stockpiles. And finally, and get this, the Senate Intelligence Committee found that it was false information that was used to support a key U.S. intelligence assessment on Iraq. Remember when George Tenet, who was forced to retire immediately thereafter, he was forced to retire too, by his own agency's people. The CIA was so furious and angry at George Tenet, their director, for lying to Congress, claiming that Iraq had something to do with 9/11 or was developing weapons of mass destruction. They were so mad at George Tenet that they forced him out. That's why Bush put in Porter Goss. He tried to clean it up and get rid of it. I say clean it up. He tried to dirty it up. And he tried to put in false agents in the CIA in leadership positions, but the CIA would have none of it. They're in mutiny against the traitors in the White House. There's a mutiny going on against the traitors in the White House. Thank God for the CIA and the FBI patriots. Bush used false information, pretended there was a CIA intelligence assessment on Iraq that was a total hoax. Now, friends, since Bush used all of these pretexts for his war, and since we have now lost thousands and thousands of young men and women, and I understand there's 50,000 that have been wounded in Iraq, 30,000 of them have lost limbs. 30,000 Americans today don't have legs, arms, because of George Bush. What a monster this man, George Bush, is. A monster! I don't know of anybody that the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, has done this to. He has lived in peace. And the CIA says he's not developing nuclear weapons. And even if he tried, he couldn't do it for 10 more years. Bush is the monster so far of the 21st century. He and his neocons are the monsters. Don't tell me about Islamofascism. I'm talking about Jewish neocon fascism in the White House. Bush is a monster. A monster. What do you do with monsters? Some would say, well, he needs to die. I say no. I say leave that to God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I say expose him. I say impeach him. I say make him leave office in disgrace. Go down to Crawford, Texas, and ride his little Jeepster around the ranch the rest of his life in disgrace. It's not our prerogative to harm anybody. Never. Let God handle things. Let God handle things. Every person of evil has their reward. They have their reward. You don't try to give it to them. God will. Let God handle that. Don't become like them and doing harm to them. Instead, pray. That's right, I say pray for them. Pray that they'll be exposed. Pray that they'll be discovered. If it were possible, pray that their hearts would change. But if not, may they be exposed, disgraced, thrown out of office. That's what Tex Mars says. And you can quote me on that. Now, things are getting so bad in America and the world with this monster presidential regime. I don't call it administration anymore. It's a regime. It's the Bush regime. Things are getting so bad that this next secrets news item is more understandable. Listen to this. Washington, D.C., August 18th. A science report says the highest suicide rate in America is for what category of people? Is it young people? Is it blacks? I'll tell you who it is. Older white males. Older white males have the highest suicide rate in the United States, says the Population Reference Bureau in Washington, D.C. Suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in the United States. And for white males over the age of 65, the rate is almost triple the number of suicide death for other people, other categories. Why are older white males killing themselves? White males, it says, are more than 8 times as likely to kill themselves as women of the same age. And the risk increases as they get older. Suicide experts are unable to pinpoint an exact cause for this higher rate. I think they're depressed. I think they see the world caving in around them. They're losing their jobs. They're hiring Hispanics and others, and white males are killing themselves at an alarming rate. I pray that they'll turn to Jesus Christ in their valley of depression. There is hope, dear friends. Please, please don't take your own life. Please, turn to Christ. Live victoriously, even in this old evil world. This is Tex Mars. Hey, stay with us. We got a lot more secrets when we return right here on Power of Prophecy. Hello, dear friends. Tex Mars again. You know, we're offering Alex Jones' newest video called Terror Storm. Terror Storm. And it is tremendous. Now, this video, I don't even know how long it is. Hold it just a minute, I'll tell you. But it's, I think it's 2 or 3 hours in length. 179 minutes. Sandra, thank you very much. 179 minutes long. That's just a little shy of 3 hours in length. Boy, that'll wear you out, but I'll tell you, packed with documented information. A lot of people say to me, is it true that the worst form of terrorism comes from governments? You better believe it. The answer is absolutely. You know, I'm not worried about Arabs. I'm not worried about Muslim terrorists. I'm not worried about any kind of terrorists, but our own government. People are frightened of the government. Now, I'm not frightened of the government, but I'm pretty watchful of it, I'll tell you. Because the government has committed, has perpetrated horrible acts of terrorism and blamed it on others. They have a new term for that now that's become popular on the internet. It's called false flag. False flag operations. It's now known for sure. Hey, come on. Get the book. 9/11 Evil by Victor Thorne, and you'll see Israel, the Mossad, working with the Bush renegade neocons, they're responsible for 9/11. 19 Arabs didn't do it. That's stupid. If you believe that, you are a conspiracy theorist. But hey, Alex Jones doesn't deal with theories in his video Terror Storm. He tells you, you go all the way back into the early 20th century. We got involved here in America in World War I. Why? Because a ship supposedly was sank by the Germans. That was a passenger ship. The Germans said it was an armament ship. It had arms. America was lying to everybody and helping to arm Britain. We were taking sides in World War I. And that's why they bombed the Lusitania. Woodrow Wilson lied to everybody and said, not true. This was a passenger ship. Only innocents died in the Lusitania. And believing that lie, Congress declared war. You know what? It has come out now. They have now declassified, finally, World War I documents. And guess what? The Lusitania was packed with arms. And Woodrow Wilson did it on purpose because his Jewish friends, chief among them Colonel E. Mandel House, who resided right there in the White House and basically ran the Oval Office. He was sort of the Mordecai of the Jews running the White House behind the scenes. And Woodrow Wilson, who was very infirm and very sick most of the time, just like FDR later was, went along with the plot. They established the Federal Reserve System. They established the IRS and the income tax. And they gave us thousands of dead soldiers thanks to World War I and the lie of the Lusitania. Terror by our own government. And then World War II came along. Now we know, even the historians admit, Franklin Roosevelt knew in advance and let Pearl Harbor occur. He wanted it to happen because his Jewish friend, Bernard Baruch, the Wall Street financier, the Mordecai of the FDR administration, said the Jews want World War II to happen. They want America to become involved. And so we did. The Jews got their way again. Terror Storm. But there's more. Alex Jones, he doesn't cover these horrible events so much as he does more modern events. You're going to find that one horror after another was perpetrated by our own government. Our enemy is not all these Arabs overseas. Now, I don't agree with the Islamic faith. And you know, I've exposed even their very symbol, the crescent, moon, and the star. You'll have to get our audio tape on that. Man, it's a shocker. Muslims have threatened my life because I've exposed the lies of Islam. I'm no friend to Islam, but let me tell you something. I am a friend of the Arabs, and I'm a friend of the Jews. I want to save them through the truth, sometimes in spite of what they do. Terror Storm. Now, this video is available for $25. $25. Add $4 shipping and handling. Call us right now. Call us. Well, I don't know about right now. If it's nighttime, we won't have a receptionist until Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. But do call and order. Use your charge card, MasterCard, Visa, Discover. Ask for Terror Storm, produced by Alex Jones. $25, 3 hours. You won't regret it. I promise you. Call us toll free, 1-800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673, or write to us and send us a check for $29. Say, text, send me Terror Storm. I want it in return mail, quick, and we'll get it right out to you. Within a day or two, I promise you that. We're pretty fast around here. People have found that out. If it's late to you, well, you can blame it on the Postal Service. I really mean that, because we don't mess around here. We get our stuff out. Well, we have some good folks here. They work hard, and I appreciate that, because they know you want this information. You don't want to wait 6 weeks. You know, all these advertising, this advertising says, please allow 3 to 6 weeks for delivery. Don't wait 6 weeks for delivery. Order it, get it as soon as possible from Power of Prophecy. Depends on the Postal Service, because we have it out of here within about 48 hours. Now, our address is Power Prophecy 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, at USA if you're overseas, $29. That includes shipping and handling. Ask for Terror Storm, and we'll send it right out to you. And now let's return to the program today, Secrets, Volume 123. Hey, here's something that's just been glossed over by the press. And, of course, the Judaizers and the Christian evangelical community will never criticize this, but the Jewish ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, have sent a series of recommendations to the U.S. Air Force. Now, they don't recommend stuff. They order it to be done. They're so powerful. They've got tens of millions of dollars and powerful support in Congress, and they're demanding the Air Force implement a new training program for all Air Force personnel. The Jewish groups say, we've got to fight anti-Semitism at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs and elsewhere. And what anti-Semitism are they talking about? They say that some professors have been telling students about Jesus, and some students have been proselytizing other students. That's wrong, says the ADL. We've got to stop the evangelization efforts at the U.S. Air Force Academy and in the Air Force in general. There has to be orders given, training given. We've got to have diversity training programs. Air Force personnel are not allowed to tell other people the truth about Jesus. Thank you, ADL. Talk about a monster. Meanwhile, there's a monster flu evidently headed for us, some say. The American Red Cross is talking about it. Let me tell you about this. This is a news report that comes and was in several press media. Avian flu pandemic, it's bigger than epidemic, it's a pandemic, could hit America as early as September. We're in it right now, with migratory birds flying down our waterways from the south. Health officials are recommending households have 2 to 3 weeks of food and water supplies in the event of widespread quarantines. You know, a lot of people complain, oh, you people at Power Prophecy, you're telling people to keep supply of dry food, canned food, and water, jugs of water on hand. Ha, ha, ha. Well, I bet the Hurricane Katrina people appreciated it. We also sell, by the way, our water purification system. That's right. It's called the Big Berkey. You can order it. Call us 1-800-234-9673. They say you can even put muddy water in it and wait 30 minutes. You'll have clean water. Gallons of it. It cost a couple hundred dollars or so. I think almost $300. I understand that. That's expensive. But it'll last you for years and years. And if they say there's no more water because of quarantines in your area, and they've even got to cut off your water systems, you can have clean water. You can go out to some stream out there. You don't want to drink from things now. Things are polluted. But take that water and put it inside the Big Berkey, and you'll have water. We also recommend food supplies. Go to your store. Buy canned goods. Keep some on hand, friend. Don't just have enough to last you a week or so. As much as you can afford. Get cereals, dry foods, things like that. Now, do I believe we're going to be hit with this avian bird flu? I have this feeling that this is going to be a false report. I do. But I can't guarantee that. And the American Red Cross is telling people, households, to have 2 to 3 weeks of supplies in the event of quarantines in their areas. That's probably pretty wise. Now, even though I don't really think it's going to happen, notice I use the word think. I don't know. God hasn't told me. If he tells me, you'll be the first to know, dear friends. But he hasn't told me. I'm going to do what the Red Cross tells me to do here. Won't hurt anything. And if the winter comes and goes and there's no avian flu pandemic, open up a can of pork and beans or pears and eat them. They're good anytime. You can always drink the water if you've got some jugs out there. Put a little drop of hydrogen peroxide in it or something else that'll purify it and drink it. Drink it right on down. Nothing wrong with 5 or 6 gallons of water to spare in your garage. Change it out every once in a while. Don't let it become too, and just sitting there and stale. Nothing wrong with it. You're not being some nimby-pamby coward. In fact, I think a person that doesn't take care of their own family, the Bible says, is worse than an infidel. Don't be an infidel. Don't be worse than an infidel. Prepare. You ladies out there, you're the woman that takes care of your household, don't you? The man leads it, but hey, you're the watchman. You're the nurturer. You're the mom. Take care of this. And watch for symptoms of avian bird flu. Read about it. You'll be seeing articles in your newspaper. You can go on the internet. Don't get scared. Depend on the Lord to protect you. And he may require a few things of you, like prepare. Just do it. Don't sweat it. Don't worry too much. But don't neglect. Okay? That's my advice. I think it's good advice. And if I'm right about my thoughts, it won't happen. But I do know this. There have already been a handful of people around the world, especially over in Asia and Red China and other countries, that have come down with this avian flu. And it's devastating. It's a killer. It's not like other flus. A lot of people are dying from it when they contract it. So it's something to watch for. And, make sure your kids aren't there out there playing in bird waste material and things like that. Protect your kids. And if you're a bird lover, you own a bird, well, watch your bird. You don't want your bird to get it or your pets either. Hey, there's some group out there called defendchrist.org that has me down as a false teacher. They list a bunch of false teachers, and some of them I agree with. And then I see the name here, Tex Mars. Now, there's no information in there why I'm a false teacher. They just say I'm one. Well, I think a lot of people think that. I don't worry about it at all, do you? And I got a little kick out of this one. Among the false teachers is Tex Mars, and that's T-E-X-X. Mars. They can't even spell my name. My name, by the way, is spelled T-E-X-E. I don't know why they have a silent E on the end. A midwife delivered me. I was from a very poor family in East Texas. I didn't get, some fancy hospital. I was delivered by a midwife because we didn't have the money. We were out in the sticks of, we call it the sticks, you know, the woods of East Texas. We live way out in the country. Little place called Fred. You've heard the old saying, you know, I slept in comfort between Fred and Alice. Well, that's the name of three towns in Texas. Alice, Comfort, and Fred. Well, I slept in Fred, Texas. I was from Fred. That's where I was born. And I was delivered, and they didn't know how to spell my name. So they got my birth certificate, you know, application or whatever it was, and they put T-E-X-E. Silent E on the end, as it turned out. Hey, the Council on Foreign Relations is making moves on American sovereignty, says Ralph Forbes, writing in the American Free Press. Now, that's a very neat newspaper. I like the American Free Press. A lot of people don't. They call it anti-Semitic. Well, they're just full of baloney. I think it's a very good newspaper, the American Free Press. But in any case, Ralph Forbes is writing in here. He says, Washington bureaucrats, backed by prominent think tanks, are now proposing the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, SPP, which will give you, quote, a safer, that's what they say now, these bureaucrats in Washington, it will give you a safer and more prosperous North America with, quote, freedom, economic opportunity, and strong democratic institutions. Merging the United States with Mexico and Canada is going to give us freedom, economic opportunity, and strong democratic institutions, say Washington's bureaucrats and President Bush. But Ralph Forbes comments, he says, isn't that what the neocons promised they'd do to Iraq? When we invaded Iraq, we told the Iraqis, we're just bringing you freedom, economic opportunity, and democracy. And everything's in flames there. Don't believe them when they talk about all the goodies they're going to give you if you just end America as we know it. If we just end our Constitution, they're going to give us a prosperity we can't believe. They're going to give us all these benefits of democracy. Oh, yeah, sure. Khazars. Let's talk about the Khazars a little bit. A lot of people say, who are the Khazars? You know, I was reading Jerusalem Report. That's a report, a magazine published by a Jews, by Zionists, in fact. I think Edgar Bronfman's interest owned the Jerusalem Report magazine. And they had a magazine cover, had a feature article one time, and it asked the question, who's afraid of the Khazars? You see, they say that anti-Semites love to mention the fact that many Jews are really not Jews. They're Khazars. There was a kingdom, a country named Khazaria. It's basically where Kazakhstan and Turkey are today, around that area. The people were basically, in terms of DNA or race, they were of Mongol and Turkish stock. And the leader of that country was a king, and his name was King Bulan. Now remember that, Bulan, B-U-L-A-N. And King Bulan wasn't pleased with the pagan gods, and he wanted just one god to worship, so he decided to investigate, and he decided that the Jewish god was the best, Yahweh. And so the god of the Khazars became Jabulon, or Yahbulon. The Yahweh of Bulan, king of Khazaria. Yahbulan, Jabulon, Jehovah, Yahweh, the god of Bulan, king of the Khazars. He forced all of the people to give up their pagan gods. Actually, what they did was they brought a lot of their paganism in and mixed it in with Judaism. So Judaism became full of all his paganism. And King Bulan says, we shall worship Yahbulan, the god Yahweh of Bulan, of King Bulan. I give you Yahweh. I give you Jehovah. I give you Jabulon. And they worship Jabulon, or Yahbulan, if you want to pronounce it that way. No one knows how they pronounced it. And then, of course, because of wars with Russia and with the Czars and so forth, the people of the Khazars were eventually united, and they became Turks, and they became Kazakhstanis, and there is a country called Kazakhstan today. Many were of the Khazars, and they went into Turkey, and then there are other Stans, you might call them over there, countries that end with the name Stan. But many of the Khazars went into Eastern Europe, migrated to Poland, Czechoslovakia, France, Germany, England. And they came as Jews, but of this Mongol Turkish race. But they were fully Jews because they had worshipped the god Yahweh of their king Bulan, Jabulan. And they brought all of the false teachings of their pagan gods along with their Judaism. And they became the Jews of Western Europe. And now new DNA research has proven that a great number, at least one third to one half of all people who say they're Jews are actually Khazars. They adopted Judaism, just like Sammy Davis Jr., who was a black African descent. Just like Marilyn Monroe, who was not of Jewish race, but she adopted Judaism, the religion. So did Sammy Davis Jr., the black singer, entertainer. He became a Jew. These Mongol Turkish people became Jews. And after a while, of course, they were just Poles. They were Czechs. They were Romanians. They were Yugoslavs. They were Frenchmen, but they were French Jews. They were Polish Jews. They were Czech Jews. They were never from Israel or of the Israel race. They were not true Jews. It makes me think of Revelation 2 and 3, where it talks about them which say they are Jews, but do lie. And Revelation says they're not only not Jews, but instead they are the synagogue of Satan. And they love to persecute the people of Jesus Christ, the chosen people. Peter says the Christians are the true chosen people. They are the true nation of Israel. That's what it says in the Bible. Read Galatians. Read Peter. But these Khazars who worship Jabulon. Now, isn't it interesting that when you enter Freemasonry and you move up, say, to the 32nd degree, you will also worship the god Jabulon. Yahweh of Bulan, King Bulan, who gave the Khazarians Yahweh, Jehovah. The Masons worship the same Jabulon. Now we know about Pike and why he made Jabulon the god of Freemasonry. Now we know why the Jewish ADL came out of the B'nai B'rith. That is the Jewish Lodge of Freemasonry in New York City. That's where the ADL come from. It all is connected with the Khazars, dear friends. Karen wrote me an email. She says, I live in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Tex, I have a question for you. Can you talk about the Khazars' plan for Israel? I'll tell you about the Khazars' plan for Israel. The Khazars intend to rule the world. Their god is Jabulon. They intend to rule the world, and they intend to make Jerusalem their capital. David Ben-Gurion was not really David Ben-Gurion. He was a crypto-Jew. He was a Khazarian from Poland. Golda Meir, who became prime minister also of Israel, was a Khazarian. Ariel Sharon, a Khazarian. Shimon Peres, that's not his real name. He took that name when he moved from Eastern Europe to Israel. Did you know the majority of people living in Israel today are Khazars? In fact, most of them Many of them, that is, several million of them, are Russians. And they came from the nation of Khazaria. And their forefathers, you might say, forefathers, were of King Bulan. And they worshiped the god of Bulan, Jabulon. Now you understand. And now you know why the Bible talks about the synagogue of Satan being made up of them which say they are Jews and are not. And that's why Paul said, not all of them which say they are Israel are Israel. Ah, yes. Now we understand. Well, we get a letter from Mike Pence to a good friend of the ministry here, and they sent me a copy of the letter. Congressman Mike Pence, now by the way, he's the same guy that wants to give us this North American Union plan of he wants to bring in all these illegal immigrants. He and Kay Bailey Hutchison, Senator from Texas, have been working on this plot with the Bush administration and the other Republicans and Democrats to allow as unlimited numbers of Mexican aliens to enter America. Now Mike Pence writes to my good friend and says he's against House Bill H.R. 2977. Why? Because he says, although he agrees with H.R. 2977, that there does exist something called chemical trails. Did you get that? Congressman Pence agrees with H.R. 2977 that acknowledges the existence of chemtrails. They've acknowledged them. But he says he's opposed to H.R. 2977. Why? Because it would inhibit the development of space-based technologies and would, quote, perhaps compromise our national security. Congressman Pence, one of the senior congressmen, he's from the 2nd District of Indiana. He says, yes, indeed, there are something called chemical trails, and they are part of our space-based technologies. They're agreeing with it. But he says he doesn't want this bill because it would outlaw chemtrails from space. They exist, says the Congress, but the congressman, Mr. Pence, does not want to prohibit chemtrails. He wants to keep them coming. They're part of our space-based weapon system. And then I get a letter from John in Milwaukee. He says, dear Tex, I was watching a TV program and there was a man named Clifford Cornicom of Cornicom.com internet site. Clifford Cornicom, C-A-R-N-I-C-O-M. He is a chemtrail researcher. He said that chemtrails contain different components, and one that really got my attention, says John, was a biological ingredient, freeze-dried blood. Goodness. This reminded me, says John, of where it says in Revelation 8, verse 7, quote, the first angel sounded and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. Remember, Congressman Pence, H.R. 2977, admitted the existence of chemtrails and said it had to do with space-based Star Wars technology. And now, this scientist, Clifford Cornicom, says that These are criminal activities because it includes a biological ingredient, freeze-dried blood. Why would they use freeze-dried blood? What kind of hideous weapon is this? Does it fulfill Bible prophecy? This is Tex Mars. We've been talking about secrets today. And next week, we're going to have another interesting, fascinating topic. Please tune in next week and each week on the same station and discover the power of prophecy.